Welcome to the Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. If you're looking to get more out of your Shenandoah Valley experience, then this is the podcast for you. You'll meet interesting people, musicians, and comedians that perform here and find out more about what you can do and see. Whether you live here or plan to visit, listen to explore what makes our unique slice of heaven. Now here's your host, Don Davis Womack.
Hello, laughers. Get ready to hear a story and get helpful tips from the legendary local leader in fitness, Val Holmes, co-owner of Valley Fitness. More than a gym, Valley Fitness is a community offering a clean and friendly place for you to reach your fitness goals. From the avid fitness enthusiast to the weekend warrior, and no matter your workout style or shape you're in, they have the equipment, trainers, and atmosphere that will make you want to go to the gym. They have several amenities, including a pool, indoor track, and a variety of classes. From high-energy Zumba to low-impact yoga and everything in between, there is something for everyone. Plus, if you're looking for something a little more aggressive, Valley Fitness is the number one HIIT training gym in the Central Valley. These group fitness classes encourage you to push yourself further and be a part of a team. Classes are open to all skill levels, where their personal trainers create tailored programs to fit all fitness levels and goals. Welcome to the show, Val. It's great to have you on today.
Well, thanks for inviting me.
This is so exciting. I've been in the Valley for about 17 years, and I've been a member of your various forms of
this. Yes, you have. And the fact that you still think I'm legendary, I'm going to take it. I'm going to take it as a win.
Yeah, because I think you had the first fitness center here in the Harrisonburg area, which was Nautilus.
Yeah, I think there might have been a women's only gym, but I'm not sure on that. I don't know exactly when that came to be. But yeah, we were one of the first for sure.
Yeah. So I wanted to start with can you share with us what inspired your personal fitness journey and how you got started in the fitness industry?
Sure.
What year was that? Do you want to admit it?
Oh, when I was two in 1983. No, I had come up here to go to James Madison University.
Okay.
I was on the cross country team there, realized I was not very good, or not as good as I thought I was. So I still wanted to be involved in working out and that type of thing. Nautilus was, I had worked out at home in high school. Nautilus had just opened, and I decided that I was going to go there and work out. So I did, and eventually... Well, really not eventually, about a month later, the manager approached me and said, hey, we need some help. You're interested in working here. And I said, yeah, that would be great. And from the moment I started working there, I knew then what my life's journey would be, that is what I wanted to do. It just clicked.
Yeah. So you came to JMU for track, right?
Yeah, well, cross country,
sorry.
And I was a business major.
That's what I was going to ask. What kind?
Well, I graduated with a business degree, but that is not what I wanted to do. My parents were paying for my education. So my junior year, when I really decided that, hey, I really want to stay here. I want to work at this gym. This is what I want to do. I didn't have the gall or the heart, or I don't know what you call it, but I couldn't tell my parents that I wanted to change my major, right? Like, and major in something that had to do with fitness. So I just got my business degree and then broke the news to them that I would be staying in Harrisonburg working for $5 an hour without any insurance at a gym.
How did that go?
Like a box of rocks. Like a box of rocks.
Not good.
Not good for... A little while, yeah.
Yeah.
But it was okay. My mom still loved me. My dad tried.
Mm.
But then my dad came around when he figured out that...
This works.
Yeah, you know, and he was the one that always told me, he's like, whatever you do, be the best at it. You know, doesn't matter what you want to do, whatever you want to do, be the best at it. If you want to be the best, our gas stations had attendants then, and when I was young, that was my dream, to be a gas station attendant and put gas in cars and... Check the oil, clean the windows. I loved it. Little towel out of your pocket. Yeah.
Yeah.
So he said, if that's what you want to do, you be the best at it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
I get it. So I think he finally came around because that's what I decided I was going to do. This is what I was going to do, and I was going to try to be the best at it. So.
And back then, though, fitness is, the industry has really evolved and taken off since that time. So at that time, when you graduated with a business degree,
yeah.
You're working for this Nautilus.
Yeah.
What kind of training and certification, if any, did you go through at that time?
So I just did self-certifications. In other words, I did take some classes, but I got my ACE personal training certification. Any certification I could get that I thought would help, I did that. But it wasn't like I went back to school. Part of it was the business. Part of it was managing the gym. You know what I mean? And that's more than fitness. You got to sell memberships. You got to clean the club. You've got to make a schedule, that type of thing. So
all the admin work that comes with all it.
Yeah.
Running a business that we all just love so much.
Yeah.
Hey, laughers. Tisha here. You know what goes great with this podcast? Free Popsters Gourmet Popcorn. We're so excited to sponsor this podcast, highlighting some of the most wonderful people in the Shenandoah Valley. To show our love for you laughers, we're giving you 15% off today at prepopsters.com. That's PrePopsterous.com. Use promo code LAUGH15.
Yeah, and you had you went into Nautilus first, or opened a Nautilus first, and then it was a Gold, and now it's Valley Fitness. Mm-hmm. Can you walk through the evolution of these various transformations?
Yeah, so when I started, I worked for a gentleman named Dave Bowman, and he's really the one that started Nautilus here in Harrisonburg. So I worked for him, kind of was just an instructor, part-time, and then I became an assistant manager. Then I became a manager, and we stayed at that location. It was a small location on South Main Street here in Harrisonburg for about 10 years. And then we moved over to the Kroger Plaza, Spotswood Plaza.
Where Planet Fitness is now?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
all right.
Yeah. They got our sloppy seconds, by the way.
I hope they hear this and give you a hard time.
But anyhow, so we moved there with Dave. Dave moved there. And then I was the manager there because he decided he wanted to move to Richmond to pursue other business ventures and family and that type of thing. Unfortunately, he got sick and he passed away.
Hmm.
And then that kind of put the onus on me. So I was, through various things, I was able to get the business. And we stayed there until 2003, and then we moved to, I had this property and I built this gym, and we moved here in 2003. We were still Nautilus.
Okay.
Right? When we moved here?
Yeah. I didn't know that because I got here in 2006, I believe.
So 2006 is when we went to Gold's.
Okay.
And that was more of me just, if looking back, if I'd have known then what I know now, I would not gone that franchise way, but I felt like that was the best way to, for the longevity of the business.
Mm.
So I was Gold's into that corporate thing for like 10 years. And when my renewal came up, there was no way in the world I was going to renew that thing. So, at this point I've been in the business 30 some years and I'm like, if I can't make this on my own, I can't make it.
Mm-hmm.
So I just said, you know what? We're just going to go individual. I'm going to name it Valley Fitness. And then that's where we are.
What was that transition process like from deciding I'm not going to renew this Gold franchise membership? I guess that's what they call it, to deciding the name and then all that comes with the rebranding from Gold's to Valley Fitness.
Yes. So, there's a little bit more of a backstory here. I own this property too. And so I was really, really in debt for a long time.
Mm-hmm.
When I felt like I got to the other side of that was when the renewal for the Gold's Gym was coming up, sort of.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, excuse my French, I was like, screw it. Like, I'm not doing this corporate stuff. This is not who I am. I don't run my gym like these people want me to run my gym. It's not all about money for me. I'm doing my own thing. And if I can't make it, I can't make it. But I'm far enough along paying my debt down that I'm going to be okay either way.
Mm-hmm.
So that gave me some type of I guess, safety feeling. And then I was just so over Gold's Gym. I just was like, I don't care. I'm not going that direction. I don't like these guys, no matter what. Yeah. Yeah. So that was part of that. And then the Valley part, I just wanted, you know, we're in the Valley. This is, I'm here for these people in Harrisonburg and Rockingham County and the surrounding area. And I want it to be their gym. So I just called it Valley Fitness. My name happens to be Val. So a lot of people thought it was like, okay, that's a little big of a stretch, but it's not because of my name. It's because we live in the Valley. As far as the rebranding, I'm just going to send a shout out here if I can.
Yeah, do it.
To Muddy Feet Graphics, because those guys rock. I gave them my perception of what I wanted, and they ran with it.
And That's great.
And they did all the rebranding for me. Yeah, Todd was awesome. Did a great job for me. He came up with the logo, the whole nine yards, and so it made it super simple for me.
Yeah, it looks really great. If you've never been here, Laughers, I know we have people from all over listening to this podcast.
Yeah.
So you can look up the branding if you check out valleyfitness.com, I think.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And if you're around here and live locally, you can certainly stop by. So we're going to be able to...
You got
to
put the Harrisonburg, Valley Fitness Harrisonburg, because there are other Valley Fitnesses that are not mine.
That's true.
Yeah. So the Harrisonburg has to go in there in order to get to the website.
Yes, because I discovered there's a...
Yeah, there's a lot of them.
A lot of them out west in California in their valley.
Yeah, they're not mine.
Okay. So I don't know what theirs look like.
Me either. I've never been there.
But we're going to talk about what yours looks like.
Okay.
All right. Valley Fitness offers some unique amenities compared to other local gyms. You have a pool.
Yes, ma'am.
What other amenities do you have? I think you have a sauna and an indoor
track. We have indoor
track.
We have a whole range of group fitness classes. We have a lap and fitness pool, a sauna, a jacuzzi, a steam room. We're actually the only club in the area that has a steam room. And we just have great employees.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have several personal trainers. I was looking on your website.
Yeah, we have personal trainers. We have management staff that's, you know, been here for years that are take just as much ownership as I do.
Group fitness instructors.
Awesome group fitness instructors. I really believe we have the best group fitness program in the Valley. And most of them have been with us for a while. So I like to keep employees.
Yes, you do. You also like to keep fit, I've noticed over the years.
Well, I'll be honest, that's waned a little bit as I've gotten a little bit older. But yeah, I still have to move I have to get up and do something every morning for a little bit just to feel alive.
Yeah. What's your personal philosophy when it comes to fitness and leading a healthy lifestyle?
Just that. It's a lifestyle.
Okay.
You know what I mean? It's something that you have to, like, you're brushing your teeth or you're, I don't know, taking a shower in the morning or whatever. You've got to make it a part of your life. You've got to just say, you know, this is the time. For most people, it's better to have a regimented time, not to say I'll get to it when I can, because you're never going to get to it that way. So for me, and for example, first thing when I get up, my feet hit the floor. I go down and fix whatever little drink I'm going to do when I work out, and I go work out.
That's the first thing you do.
First thing.
Not a cup of coffee, no reading.
No, no. I don't even make my bed. I don't even make my bed yet. I get up. I feed my dog. Do that because she gets angry if I don't.
Okay. Good plan.
Yeah. And then I just hit it. And I get done. I need about 45 minutes. I get done and I can get on with the rest of my day.
All right.
And people can live with me, because if I don't get that 45 minutes, very hard to live with me the rest of the day.
Then I'm sure the people that love you say, go do that.
Yeah.
First.
Oh, yeah. They make it as easy as possible.
I imagine so.
Oh, yeah.
Are you a group fitness person or?
I'm really, you know, I can be, but I really am more of just like an individual individual workout. It's kind of like my, for lack of a better way to explain it, it's kind of like my church.
Okay.
That's my time. That's my time where I'm working out. I'm usually not killing myself while I'm working out. I'm going at a steady, but it's my time to think about stuff. It's my time just to have to me. It's my time where I put everything that's going on in my life on the back burner and I just focus on my breath.
Mm.
And it's amazing how calm you become when that happens. And for the rest of your day, you're able to handle stuff better. And you're a better person. And I'm a better spouse. And I'm a better owner. And I'm a better
friend.
And just person.
Mm-hmm.
Just human being. Because I've had that time. And I think that's a lot of people don't get that. They feel like they can't work out because they're so busy doing other stuff for other people.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And what they really need to think about is, or what they really need to, it's not selfish to take that 45 minutes or whatever, an hour, whatever it is. You can certainly get a great workout in 30, 45 minutes. You don't need to be 2 hours in a gym.
Mm-hmm.
You really don't need that. But it's very important to take that time for yourself. It's not selfish at all. It's actually helping you be a better person.
It's good self-care and self-love.
It is. It is. And you've got to do that.
Yeah. And when we don't have our health, then everything breaks down.
Yeah. You can have all the money in the world.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And you get a clearer mind. That's for sure.
Mm-hmm.
When you take time out for yourself.
Yeah. You're able to just sit back and kind of just things that were important. You're like, okay, I'll handle it, but it's not the end of the world. I can handle this. It'll be fine.
It'll be okay.
It gives you a reset. That's what it does.
Yeah. There you go.
So every morning I reset. That's the first thing I do.
I want to talk more about this breathing. You pointed that out, that you focus on that when mm-hmm. you work out in the morning. I don't think a lot of us really do.
No.
So how did you develop that? And mm-hmm. what does that look like for you? And what would you recommend to people when they're working out when it comes to breathing?
Well, like when I say breathing, when I've worked with people before and I've said focus on breathing, some of them start to hyperventilate, you know what I mean? Almost pass out. And I'm like, whoa, whoa, whoa. So sometimes,
not that.
Yeah, don't focus that much. I just think that when I say breathing, what I mean is every morning you get up, it's a gift. It really is a gift. And to be able to do any kind of workout, that's a gift. And you need to recognize that gift and you need to live in that moment just for a little bit. And breathe. Take deep breaths. Fill up those lungs that are healthy. Fill up, let that healthy heart beat. You know what I mean? And just be thankful for mm-hmm. that 45 minutes that your body is allowing you to do this.
Mm-hmm.
Because there's some people that can't do it.
That's true.
There's some people that live in countries that are at war. They can't, you know, mm-hmm. I mean, so when you look at the big picture. So for me, I guess it's just been a matter of aging. Do you know what mm-hmm. I mean? And losing people that are important to you and relationships and just life in general and knowing that the world's not going to end because, you know.
You forgot to take out the trash.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Or you lost some deal at your job or mm-hmm. even if you lost your job, the world's not going to end. It's not going to end. You're good. You're healthy.
They're going to find another job.
You can take that 45 minutes in the morning and you can give yourself grace and breathe and just feel thankful to be alive. So that's
a good definition of what it means to be a reset for you, which can be for all of us if we'll take the time to do it.
Yeah. For me, it's important. I don't understand how people don't. And I guess for a reset doesn't have to be working out. A reset could be anything. Mm-hmm. Some type of meditation in the morning mm-hmm. or just being to yourself in the morning or maybe taking a long shower in the morning. You know what I mean? It doesn't have to. For me, it's working out. I'm not saying that.
Walk the dog.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. As long as you're giving yourself some time.
And being active is good because it is helping your health. And you're right. If you don't have your health, it really doesn't matter what else you have.
Mm-mm. It keeps us looking younger too.
Oh, yeah. That's my wallet.
I know you're not a big group fitness person, but you have an incredible group program here. And that's definitely what I have enjoyed over the years is your group fitness classes from high energy Zumba we talked about in the intro to low impact yoga.
We have senior stuff now that's crazy. That is
the silver sneakers, right?
Yeah.
That's a great program.
It is a great program. Their insurance, the Medicare supplement takes care of it, and they can come in and work out. And these people, you know, it's like my father. He would never spend money on a gym membership because he was from the era of the Depression, and he's not spending money on a gym membership. Are you crazy?
I get it. Yeah.
But, and some of these people have that same kind of mentality. You know, when you're older, you have that same right. type of mentality, but their insurance, you know, their supplement picks it up for them and they're coming here in droves. And I mean, they are the funnest people to work with.
Yeah.
They have so many stories. You know what I mean?
Yes. I do know what you mean. When I first.
And you just talk to them and you're like, holy cow.
I was the best. When I first moved here, I was the wellness center manager at Virginia Minute Retirement Community.
That's right.
My undergraduate and graduate degree is in exercise physiology.
You know what? I knew that and I had forgotten about that.
Right. Yeah. People do because I'm doing all the comedy and podcast now. And I've been doing it a while, so they forget. But
yeah,
I did that. I was in the fitness industry for over 20 years.
Wow.
In some capacity or another.
Right.
And so I enjoyed working with them because the stories were incredible. I met a couple of guys who survived the beaches of Normandy.
That kind of stuff.
I was like, what is happening right now?
Yeah.
I mean, at that time they were in their 90s. So, I mean, those people aren't living now as far as I know, but it's just an incredible story.
Oh yeah. Yeah. I mean, I have met some characters and some people with, you know, when they were working before they retired, like you're like, holy cow. And the stories and I really enjoy it. But anyhow, back to the classes. Yeah.
Yes.
We have classes.
We digress.
Yeah. Sorry. I do that a lot. We have classes for everybody. And anything you want to do, you know,
indoor cycling.
Indoor cycling.
Yeah.
We have indoor cycling.
I love
we have
those.
Suspension, TRX suspension.
Oh, that's training. Right. I forgot about that.
Yeah. We have that. We have the HIIT classes.
Mm-hmm.
We have
aqua classes.
A lot of aqua classes.
Okay.
Yeah. And people really enjoy those. We just got done with one. I walked back there to do something and it sounded like a party was going on back there. I was like, what? Because I'm usually not here this early. So I had to
put
my head back there. And I'm not sure if they're really exercising, but they're having a blast.
Yep.
They're having fun. So whatever, you know, but they're in there moving.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. How warm is your pool?
Well, the sun kind of helps us, but we keep the pool all year round, at least at like 83 degrees. But in the summer, it gets a little bit warmer just because of the sun. So it probably gets up to about 86 or so.
That's right. Because it's housed under an atrium.
Yeah.
Right?
It kind of looks like a greenhouse, sort of.
It does.
Yeah.
The greenhouse of fitness.
It is.
Other class? Are we missing anything in terms of your types of classes that you offer?
We have Les Mills classes, which may mean anything to a lot of people, but they're a standard, industry standard, body pump, which is a resistive training class, body step, body balance, which is like a yoga on steroids, sort of. We have those classes as well.
And core classes too, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Balance, agility, mobility classes, and then the silver sneaker classes as well.
Yeah. And then the little more aggressive classes you just alluded to a little bit ago, the HIIT training.
Yeah. Yeah. And those are a little more, we will call those more aggressive for sure. You know, those classes are based on raising your heart rate quickly and to a high level,
mm-hmm.
and then letting it go back down. There's all kinds of studies and, you know, over the 40 years, what was good 20 years ago, now people,
right.
You know what I mean? So who knows what's going to, it's all
in flux.
It's all in flux. And you know what? It's all in what you like. If you don't like that aggressive,
you're not going to do it.
Balls to the wall.
You're not going to do it.
Then you're not going to do it. You know,
and doing it's the biggest key.
Yeah. So you got to find out work. Then that's my other tidbit of information, you know, help that I would find what works for you.
Mm-hmm.
Don't find what works on TikTok or,
you
know, YouTube. Find what works for you and be consistent with it.
Yeah. I think that's completely key. And what other advice actually would you give them? I had some in my head, but I want to hear from the legendary fitness
which
leader.
Which makes me chuckle every time you say that.
Harrison Burr.
Yeah.
For 2024, you know, this is releasing the first week of January, and that is the time of year where a lot of people go, okay, this year I'm going to lose the weight. I'm going to get in shape.
Yep.
I think fade out by March. Yep. So,
and I think the fading out has to do with setting goals too high to begin with.
Oh, I think that's a good point.
You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So instead of saying, like, for a weight goal, okay, somebody needs to lose 100 pounds. Instead of saying, I'm going to lose 100 pounds, say, I'm going to lose 1 pound in the next week.
Yes. Goals.
Yeah, I'm going to lose 2 pounds in the next, I'm going to lose 3 pounds this month.
Yes.
And just be, you know what I mean? And go and do it that way. It's overwhelming to think about, okay, first of all, you've probably had that weight on for a little while, and it's overwhelming to think about losing 100 pounds. Like, let's be honest about it. Like, mm-hmm.
I didn't get there overnight either.
Yeah. Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Rome wasn't built in a day, and you ain't going to lose his weight in a day.
That's right.
But that leads me into the other thing, is just setting unrealistic expectations.
Mm-hmm.
And I think a lot of people, especially at New Year's, they do that. They're all gung-ho. They're going to get into the gym 7 days a week. They're going to work out for 2 hours a day. That's not making it a lifestyle. I don't even know what that is. That's making it a date or a, like, I don't know. It's not going to work. I'll just put it that way.
Yeah.
What you have to do is say, okay, I'm going to make it to the gym 3 times a week for 45 minutes.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And this is what I'm going to do while I'm there.
Yes. Yes.
And which is important too. You need to know what to do.
Yeah.
If somebody doesn't show you what to do, it's like somebody giving you the keys to a car that you don't have any idea how to drive. You're like, well, great. I have this, you know, it's like getting a gym membership. Well, great. I have all this equipment. I don't know what the hell to do on this stuff. You know what I mean? So you've got to figure out how to do it. And you can either do that through group fitness classes. That's a great way to do it, right?
Yes,
it is. You have a coach.
Yeah.
We offer orientation workouts that you can take advantage of. And they come with the membership. They don't cost anything extra.
Oh, that's great.
But also personal training.
Mm-hmm.
And the value of personal training lies there. It doesn't mean you have to have a personal trainer for the rest of your life. But you have a personal trainer until you have a good, solid program that works for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can go.
Mm-hmm.
And it sets you up for success that way, I think.
I think so, too. And if I remember right, the healthy rate to lose weight is 1 to 2 pounds a week.
Yeah.
So
those are the type of goals you need to set.
Right.
But unfortunately, we have people that, you know, and I think it's a country problem. I think it's Americans just in general and the instant gratification. And if they don't receive that instant gratification, they just throw their hands up in the air.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah.
That's not
your network.
Yeah, it doesn't work.
Great things take time.
They do.
Great things take time, and a little bit every day goes a long way.
Yeah, and you don't have to starve yourself.
No. I mean,
you don't have to stop. You know, if you enjoy an alcoholic beverage, don't stop it. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like, I mean, you don't need to drink a bottle of vodka a night but.
You might have other problems.
Yeah. That's a whole nother.
And there
that's
is
a,
help
that's
out
a whole that, different
that's
podcast.
That's right. And there is help out there.
But
yes.
But you know what I mean? You can't deprive yourself of everything that you enjoy, because then what's the point of living life?
Mm-hmm. And you can make adjustments.
Yeah. Moderation.
Moderation. You want to go to McDonald's, maybe instead of getting the big meal.
Yeah.
Get the Happy Meal.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know, you want some French fries.
Yeah. Do it once a week, not 4 times a week.
Exactly.
Yeah.
I've done that before. It's like, I really want French fries. So I get the large French fries and that's it.
Well, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Because you know what's going to happen if you don't get those French fries.
Exactly.
Yeah. You're going to go home, eat every salty thing you can put your hands on. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Yeah.
You know?
And then you're just angry. Because you really just wanted the French fries.
All hangry. Those commercials, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's a Snickers bar one right there.
Yeah.
And I love me a good Snickers bar now.
Yeah. I like Baby Ruth's.
Oh, is that your favorite?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so.
And do you get the little Baby Ruth's, or do you go, I feel like a Baby Ruth, so
no,
I'm going to get the big size.
I get the little ones so I can have more than one and feel good about it. You know what I mean?
You keep those around. Are they in your office? We're in her office right now.
No, they're not in this office, because all of my people would eat them.
Okay.
And I
you have learned over the years.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. And I like to share, but not that stuff. I don't share that stuff. Well, so, no, I like to keep them in the refrigerator or freezer.
Really? I think the freezer would make them too tough. It doesn't.
Well, yeah, let them out. You know, you gotta
let them out.
Yeah. I let them out to sit. I let them out to sit for a little bit before I dive in. They're good. You try it at home, friends.
Oh, now here's a great question for you. You're hilarious. This is a great question for you. Do you time those treats around workouts? Because you don't worry about that, because there's a lot of information out there. If you're going to have carbs or you're going to have a treat, do it right before or right after a workout. What do you think about all of that?
I don't know. I just don't know. I mean, you're going to talk to some people that, you know, it's very important. And I see the getting protein at within 30 minutes of after you do a weight training workout or that type of thing. But as far as like treats, I can get them when I want them. Like, otherwise it's not a treat.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
It's not a treat. If you,
no,
if you
plan have to, everything.
I mean, I have to eat that Baby Ruth right now. Yeah. No.
Okay.
I want to say, hey, I want a Baby Ruth, and just go grab it.
Okay.
That's the treat part.
I like your philosophy. Yeah. I'm going to hang out with you more.
Yeah. Yeah. There's not probably a lot of health coaches that would agree with my philosophy, but hey.
Next thing you know, on Twitter somewhere, Val Holmes, the legendary leader of fitness, said.
It's a fake. It's a fake.
Oh my gosh. And they're going to be beginners that are coming out in January.
Sure.
Right. Yeah. So what can we do to what kind of information can we share with people that are going to make January 2024 the beginning of a new year and a healthier lifestyle? What kind of advice can we give them so they don't fade out in March?
So
like any common mistakes that you see?
So I touched on this briefly, I think, but the first thing is like when you're a beginner at anything, it's going to feel uncomfortable at first.
Mm-hmm.
It just does. I don't care what you begin. Like when you began these podcasts. Did it not feel uncomfortable? I think.
Yes.
You told me how uncomfortable it was.
Especially when I started doing the portable setup.
Yeah.
I mean, Zoom was one animal, but this was.
Yeah.
Well, this was an elephant it scared that me never I, met before.
It scared me when I walked into the room earlier today. I'm like, what are we doing here?
I know. I told her it's going to be a 50-50 chance this works today.
Yeah. So you just got to kind of know that it's going to be uncomfortable for the first couple of weeks. Like, but you just got to stick with it. You know what I mean?
And uncomfortable, like sore.
Uncomfortable just walking in the door because you just... Mm. Don't know. You're not sure, you know, like the hardest part of anything is just walking through that door, you know, and I think I have a sign on the door that says, you know, you're 50% of the way just by walking in the door. Mm-hmm. So you do have to walk in the door. That's my first tip. And then don't set unrealistic goals. Find something that works for you. If you feel lost, you should be in a, you know, wherever you are, you need to find a trainer, you know, or you need to find somebody that can guide you. And most gyms, if they're worth their snuff, should want their members to know what they're doing, which is why we offer the 3 workouts with a trainer to get you started. So you're just not out there walking around, because this equipment can be very intimidating to look at.
Especially if you're very new.
If you're very new. Yeah. Then if you haven't worked out.
Or if it's been a while.
Yeah. Yeah. And you're not really happy with the way that you look. So you're a little self-conscious about that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that all feeds into insecurities and stuff. But the main thing is don't bite off too much. Don't set your goals too high. Don't think you have to be in the gym for hours at a time every day of the week. And then find something that works for you.
Mm-hmm.
Find a program, find a class, find something that you look forward to coming to the, you should look forward to coming to the gym. You shouldn't dread coming to the gym.
Mm-hmm. I agree with that. And I would add to that, if you start out with a group fitness class and you're like, I'm not feeling this, then try something else.
Yeah. Yeah. Cause not every class is going to be for you.
Yeah.
Yoga for me, like, listen, yoga's great. I get it. And I do stretch, but the yoga class, I just can't. Like, I giggle. I don't know why.
You giggle in yoga.
Yeah.
That's great.
Well, I get in these positions and my mind just goes different places and I just start giggling because I look around and everybody's in the same position. I'm just like, we're all downward dogs right now. And that just makes me chuckle. And then...
That is not at all what I expected. Yeah. You know, lots of times, and me included, I'm like yoga better now, but there was a time I was like, they're doing things, but it's slow.
Oh, it's agony for me. Like, cause I need to stretch.
Yeah.
And it was slow for me too. But I mean, no, I can't help. Yeah, I can't.
And then other people, love it.
Yeah. And
it is their thing. And that's great.
Yeah. I think those people are in just a higher mental place than I am. That's the only thing that I can attribute to. Like they're
being very present, which is good.
Maybe more mature than me.
I'm going to let you decide that.
Yeah. Pretty sure if you ask people, that's what they'd say.
But I do think that, I think that's true. It's a good point, you know, and maybe you'll start out in group fitness and then you'll think, oh, the water is my thing or strength training is my thing.
Or you just get more confident.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you feel your body changing. You feel yourself getting stronger. You feel more comfortable walking in the door. You get to know people who are doing different stuff around the gym. And then it's just a natural progression to try different stuff.
Yes.
It happens all the time.
Yes. And if you're not sure, you have personal trainers here that can help you.
Yep.
How important do you think personal trainers are in helping individuals achieve their fitness goals?
I think they can be super important for people that have no basis and have no idea what's going on, who need accountability. That's the other thing. Some people just need accountability. Mm-hmm. Like I get up in the morning, I'm self-motivated to get up
and do your 45 minutes
and do whatever. Some people just have to have that accountability of somebody waiting on them almost. Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm. I do.
Like I'm going to meet Joe at 4:00 Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. I'm going to meet him there and I'm paying money for it.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be there.
You have skin in the game.
Yeah. So what can be super important. And, you know, again, there's a lot of equipment out here. Not all of it is for everybody. And finding a program that works for you where you're seeing success.
Mm-hmm.
If you're doing something for 6 months and you're not seeing any change, that's very discouraging.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to find a program that's going to, and you know, you got to, be able to sit down and tell somebody your goals. I want to increase my balance, my mobility. I want to increase my strength. I want to lose weight, whatever it is, and have a program designed so you're seeing those results is important because you're not going to continue to bang your head against the wall if you're not getting anything out of it.
Yes. The definition of insanity
is
to keep doing the same thing over and over again.
Yeah.
And not getting results.
Yeah. I think everybody, once they reach our age, can say we've all been insane at time or two.
Definitely two or more times.
Yeah.
You have a lot of offerings here and you've been doing this a long time.
I have.
What are the activities or classes around here that you personally enjoy?
So I like Cycle.
Okay. Yeah, I do too.
Yeah. I'm real sorry. And I like TRX, the functional training. You know, as I've gotten, when I was younger, I liked to do a lot of the more aggressive classes, you know, a little harder on my body. As I've gotten older, my body does not appreciate that as much as it used to and does not recover the way I want it to. And I don't mind being sore. I don't want to hurt.
Mm-hmm.
There's a difference. And it's important to know that difference. So I do more non-impact stuff now. I used to be a big runner, right?
Mm-hmm.
But those days are gone for me. So I find different ways to do my cardio. I love to row, rowing machine. Again, I love just a cycle. TRX. Outside of here, I even have a personal trainer.
Mm, that's great.
Yeah, a reformer. I do reformer Pilates.
I like Pilates. I've been dabbling in that a bit, and I do
so
like
the
it.
Reformer is for me.
Okay.
I have an awesome trainer. Her name's Justin Pasco. And it's helped my back pain, my hip pain. that type of thing.
So. What is the reformer?
So reformer is, yeah, like you can do Pilates on the floor.
Right. That's what I'm doing now.
Yeah. Or you're on a machine. So the reformer machine.
That's been a, that was, I did try one of those years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. You got to have the right instructor for those.
I would say so.
Because it's easy to
hurt yourself. Maybe?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Speaking of hurting yourself, I did want to point out one of the cool things. I mean, hurt yourself in a good way, laughers, not in a bad way. I did want to point out one of the things I really appreciate about your facility is naturally the cardio equipment. You have the treadmills and stair climbers and you have bikes outside the cycling class. You have the weight machines. But you also have in the back of the facility a lot of free weights. So people that are into bodybuilding and weightlifting, there is a lot of equipment here for them
we
to
probably
use.
Have more free weights than any other gym in the area. And so here was my philosophy when I opened this gym, or when I transformed the gym from, you know, a smaller couple thousand square foot facility to like a big box gym, which is what this is called, is I wanted to appeal to all demographics. Like I wanted to appeal to the 18-year-old who, you know, likes to look themselves in the mirror and build, you know, the muscles.
That's the time of life.
Yeah.
For that.
The bodybuilding.
And you're looking good. I get it.
You're looking good. Yeah. Yeah.
I get it.
Yeah. So I wanted to appeal to those. I wanted to appeal to the young moms. Who had just had children, had watched their bodies
go through
that
a lot yes,
and think they're never going to get their bodies back, and show them that they can. I wanted to appeal to our seniors who hadn't been working out in the longest time, but they need to work out. You know what I mean? It's never too late to start working out, and you need to keep working out, because when you stop, that's when the problems start in. Mm-hmm. So I wanted to have and I think I've accomplished that. I hope I have. So I'd like to cover all the demographics, but in order to do that, you've got to have a big building. You have to have a lot of equipment. You have to have a lot of different classes. Mm. So,
yeah. And also for us, like our age group, we're transitioning. Oh, yeah. When I used to teach a lot of aerobic classes.
Yeah. How's your body feel from that? Yeah.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Did some running and all those different kinds of things. But now,
but when you're young, don't you remember when you were young and people said, oh man, your body's you're going to pay for that later. Like when you're doing a certain workout or you're running all the time. Mm-hmm. Oh man. And you're like, yeah.
Yeah,
I feel great. I feel great. This makes me feel great. And then one day you're like, okay, this doesn't feel great anymore. Pounding the pavement does not feel good to my body. You're right.
Yeah.
So
take care of your body.
Yeah. It's you do have to. Just like anything in life, you do have to transition as you age as far as what you're doing.
Mm-hmm. And strength training, it becomes even more
important
the older you become.
Yeah. And I'm big on these seniors strength training, men and women, but especially women, because upper body strength for women, osteoporosis, that type of thing. It is so, in the only way, you can take all the drugs in the world, but the only way that you're going to keep your bones healthy and keep yourself strong and keep yourself mobile is to keep muscle on you and to have, you know, strength to get up off the ground, to have strength to get in the bathtub, to get strength to get off a toilet. Mm-hmm. You've got to work those muscles. You can't stop working them because they're atrophying every year, right? Once you get a certain age, you're losing muscle every year. Unless you're doing something really proactive to keep it.
Yes, I agree with that 100%. And I would also say for people that, 40, 50 and older, also when the hip is hurting or the shoulder is hurting, building the strength around those joints helps alleviate pressure
absolutely.
And pain.
Absolutely.
Because you have more muscles to support the joint and the structure and you feel better.
100%.
Yeah. When you increase your strength.
Yeah.
So that's why even more so.
And when you get older, you're going to have aches and pains.
Yeah.
I don't care what you do. You're going to have aches and pains. You're going to wake up in the morning and say, why?
Even when you're fit.
Why is that? Yeah. Why? But the difference is you're going to feel better about yourself when you're fit.
Yes.
And you're going to be able to deal with that pain a little bit better.
Yes.
We're all going to have pain as we get older.
Right. It's part of
this lovely
journey called life.
Yeah. The golden years.
The golden years.
Who tagged that crap?
I don't know, but it sounds good.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why. Until
you get there and you just get angry.
Eat more baby roasts. Val, can you share any inspiring success stories from members that have been impacted by Valley Fitness that stands out? I mean, it's a lot of years. I know you could tell a lot of stories, but maybe a couple that just currently kind of come to mind.
I think my favorite ones, and you know, I'm not going to name specific people, but I think my favorite ones are people that walk in the door beaten down, no confidence. Do you know what I mean?
I do.
And I'll be real honest with you. A lot of people come to a gym for different reasons. For some people, we're the only people that talk to them throughout. They're alone. And we're the only people they talk to throughout the day. So, you know, for people like that, that come in, they're beaten down. They're discouraged. To get them to a program and just to start to see that glimmer and that smile and see them grow. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I've had people lose 100 pounds, 150 pounds. I've had people go off blood pressure medicine, diabetes.
That's amazing.
You know what I mean? And just to see the joy. I mean, that's why I got into this business. And it's kind of what keeps me here. To see a young mom come in who's had a baby and she's not sure what the heck has happened to her body.
Mm-hmm.
And she is just so, I mean, being a mom is a blessing. Do you know what I mean? And it's, and you're excited about your child.
Absolutely.
But I think there's a lot of mixed emotions that go into that when you're with your first one, you know? And so they come in and they are scared to leave their baby for 5 minutes. Well, we have a childcare here and we have moms that work in the childcare that say, give me that baby. You go out there, you get 45 minutes to yourself.
Yeah. It's so important.
And it's again, you know, they get 45 minutes without that baby, without something clinging to them or needing them or wanting something from them. And it's life changing for these people.
Mm-hmm.
It really is. To see a senior sit, you know, a senior come in who their spouse has died and they're real lonely.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
You know, and they come in and they are not only increasing their health, they're doing something for their health, but they meet people. Like these people go out to lunch.
That's awesome.
They have Christmas parties. You know, I mean, they're doing
that's
all
great.
Yeah. So there's a lot of different things that go on here. You know, this is a community. It's, yeah, people are here getting fit, working out, but it's also, you know, a support community for people.
Mm, this community should go to comedy shows.
Yeah, we should. We should. And I say we're going to, and we are. I swear, Don, I get home at night and I'm just like, oh, man.
I
just want to sit on the sofa with my baby Ruth.
Your whole boxer full of them that she pulled out of the freezer to sit a little bit so they're ready for you.
Yeah, you got to time them.
I noticed on your website you can get a free pass to come visit Valley Fitness and see what it's all about. Can you tell us more about that so laughers listening can take advantage of this offer?
Yeah, and whether you come to this gym or whatever gym, any gym worth their snuff should offer you a free couple of days just to check the place out. Like, otherwise, how do you know you want that? It's like buying a car that you've never driven.
Mm-hmm.
So we do give a free pass out. You just need to bring your local driver's license that shows you live in the area. And we'll even take you through orientation workouts during that free pass if you want. Or you can try out the classes. You can do whatever you want to do. But it, you know, it gives you the ability to not in just one visit, but through multiple visits to check the club out, see if it's for you, see if, you know, if you think this is where you want to be.
Mm-hmm.
I'll be the first to say this club's not for everybody, you know. Working out in a gym is not for everybody.
Mm-hmm.
I respect that 100%. But for a lot of people, it is. But the only way you're going to know is just to give it a try.
I like that.
Yeah.
Just give it a try, people.
Yeah. I don't want your money if you're not going to be here. I really don't. I mean, I've been in the business, this is my 41.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
See, this is why you're a legend.
Yeah, I don't know about the legend. But yeah, I don't want your money if you're not going to come here and you're not going to have positive things to say about the gym. Do you know what I mean? That does me no good. I'm at the point in my life, I don't need that money. So I just really, you know, if you're going to come here, I want you to get a good experience. I feel like giving you a free trial is a good way to start that.
And if something's going on in your life, you can pause your membership, right?
Yeah. And a lot of people do that. A lot of seniors do that because they go south.
Oh, fly south for the winter.
Yeah. So we put it on hold. When you come back, we just add that time back onto your membership. But you can do it for any reason. Like some people just get like super busy at certain times. Like if, as long as you, or, you know, if you're going to be gone 2 weeks or longer on vacation or just a busy time of year and you just know you're not going to get in, we can put it on freeze for you.
Okay. Very accommodating.
Try to be.
That's what I remember.
Yeah.
Well, as we wrap up here, Val, how best can the laughers stay updated with you and Valley Fitness on social media or otherwise? Oh, she's grabbing her business card.
Now you've put pressure.
I have put pressure on
and
her.
And now I got to put my glasses
and
on.
And she's got the glasses.
So, yeah, you can go to our website. It's Valley Fitness, but you got to do the Harrisonburg part. So it's valleyfitnessharrisonburg.com. Or you can give us a call here at 540-433-3434. Or you can just stop in. We're not a gym that does not have employees or staff full time. We are open from, you know, 5 a.m. till 11:30 at night during the week and 7 to 7 on weekends. And we always have somebody here, a manager here at the front desk to either take you on a tour, show you around, answer a question, whatever you need.
That's awesome. And laughers, we'll be sure to put that information for you in the show notes as well. And thank you so much, Val. This has been fun and motivating to chat with you today about all things Valley Fitness.
Yeah, thank you.
You are welcome. I appreciate you sharing your story, all the fun things you have to offer to help our community to get and stay in shape here. Again, thanks for coming on the show.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
You bet. And laughers, to learn more about Valley Fitness, be sure to visit valleyfitnessharrisonburg.com, or better yet, visit them in person at 381 Lucy Drive in Harrisonburg, Virginia, and you can see for yourself what Valley Fitness is all about. Also, don't forget that discount on Prepopsterous using promo code LAUGH15 at prepopsterous.com. That way you can munch on it when you join me on next week's episode, and or you can purchase it as a gift for someone that you care about. And lastly, and most importantly, thanks for tuning in, laughers. Out of all the podcasts out there, you picked us, and we think that's pretty darn special, just like you. Until next time, keep smiling. Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for tuning in to this episode of Virginia is for Laughers podcast, brought to you by X2 Comedy. We'll be dropping a new podcast every Wednesday, so check back for another uplifting episode. Come to an X2 Comedy show or let us bring one to you. To find out more, head to x2comedy.com. Be sure to share this podcast with a friend, and until next time, cheers.